morning, good afternoon, or good evening, depending on where you are in the world, and welcome to another great episode of Interop Radio. I'm your host, Kurt Franklin. Want to remind everyone that Interop Radio comes to you every week at this time. Interop Radio is the online audio component of the Interop community. Interop community will get together at Interop Las Vegas, connecting the IT community. Interop Las Vegas takes place April 27th through May 1st of 2015 from the lovely Mandalay Bay Convention Center in Las Vegas, Nevada. For more information and to register, please go to www.interop.com. Be sure to enter your special code, RADIO, when you are registering, because that special code will get you a substantial discount on your entire conference experience. Now, today we have a great episode because we've got one of Interop Radio's best friends here to talk about an important topic with his guest. Romy Mahajan has been with us any number of times. He is a great friend to Interop Radio. Romy, welcome back to Interop Radio.
Thank you so very much. I really love this.
And you're going to be talking today about digital transformation with your special guest, Pradeep Rathinam, the CEO at Aditi Technologies. Pradeep, welcome to Interop Radio.
Thank you. It's my pleasure to be here.
Now, normally I do the talking, but this time I get to sit back and listen to the conversation between these executives. So, Romy, I'm going to turn it over to you and enjoy the conversation along with our listeners.
Wonderful. Thanks so much. So what Pradeep and I thought we would do today, spend about 15 or 20 minutes talking about the theme of digital transformation and specifically how the IT organization is involved in this. But before getting into that, Pradeep, I've known you for many years. I watched your career at Microsoft when you ran the ISV program there. And then I saw you go to Aditi and really build this company from a staffing sort of company into a really important sort of cloud and digital transformation company. So tell me a bit about Aditi and your voyage there.
Sure. Thank you. Thanks, Romy. And it's my pleasure to be here today. You know, my role at Aditi, I started this journey around 7 years ago. So it's a small company focused on services, mostly through staffing. And over the years, one of the things I did was really make and place some very key bets that were important based on what I saw in the industry with respect to how the world of customers was changing towards digital. One of the key bets I made over the last 3-4 years was one on cloud, making cloud the backbone or the infrastructure and the platform on which new applications would be built. The second bet was we built our own design house called Lighthouse and essentially led to design-led engineering using new agile ways. And so a lot of what we did is really essentially driving the world towards building modern applications and enabling this digital transformation.
So that's excellent. Can you describe in your words or in the context of your work with your customers what digital transformation means? I mean, it can be a very generic phrase or it can be a very meaningful one depending on the context.
Sure. So very simply put, digital transformation starts with the customer at the center. Every business, any business of any kind, it serves its customers, and it serves its customers through a variety of channels. People can access a business through its web, through its retail store, through its salespeople, through mobile, and in some cases, social as well, as a way in which customers engage with a product or a service or a business in some fashion or the other. Digital transformation is essentially how a business engages its customers across these channels, right, in an intelligent way. And it all starts with the customer at the center. And so a lot of our businesses and a lot of customers who I speak with and do business with, we start by analyzing their customers. You know, who are their customers? What do they do? Where do they reside? What do they buy? And really understanding all their behavioral aspects. And then, the core reason for anybody to be in business is to sell more to its existing customers. And then once you understand and analyze your customers, you figure out how do you serve them across these channels? How do you apply, use different elements of content, offers, promotions to serve them? And so, it all starts with the customer at the center. And, how do you really engage your customers across these channels using, new digital assets? And how do you use content as the core for how you drive this digital transformation?
Okay, so that's excellent. Do you see, therefore, digital transformation as being something fundamentally different than transformation in general using traditional means? Is this a clarion call to suggest that traditional means of marketing and connecting to customers are no longer effective?
I wouldn't say that it's either or. Businesses will engage their customers using a CRM, and capturing that information in a CRM. Businesses use telesales, email marketing, direct sales, and all kinds of ways to go reach and sell to customers or, connect with customers. And essentially, those things don't change. What digital transformation does is gives them intelligence about their customers in a way that they can personalize every storyboard, every pitch, every product offer that they put in front of their customers. And essentially, digitally transformed organizations really understand their customers well and serve them across these channels in a very effective way that enables higher satisfaction and, higher, uptake in terms of being able to use their products and services.
Excellent. So in the process, Pradeep, of companies maturing themselves along this sort of digital journey, what are some of the things that you can point out that even large companies that are successful continue to miss or continue to, what are the gaps you continue to see despite digital being sort of upon us for the past 15 years?
So it's a very good question because, when you talk of digital transformation, a lot of companies think that it starts with, mobile. How do I enable mobile? Whereas in the new paradigm, I basically advocate that you should think of a mobile-first approach, which is, how do you serve content to your customers through form factors like tablets and smartphones? And they all start with saying, I need to build an application. What they're really not understanding, the depth of you go beneath the surface, it's really about how they serve these customers, who serve these customers using these new channels, right? And so as you look at businesses, they need to start thinking harder about what is the basis of this digital transformation. Do you build a mobile app on an Android phone or an iPhone? Or do you use APIs as the foundation for how you connect your web to your mobile? Do you build start with web and then provide a different experience to mobile? Or do you start by saying, I will build a mobile-first approach, and mobile will be the primary form of engagement like companies like Uber and Twitter and others are doing today, right? And so essentially asking the question about their customer and how their customer wants to engage with them is the core of where it all starts, if you will. And then, of course, the infrastructure inside of organizations need to be modernized. You need to have a platform like a cloud where you can engage, where you can trap all of these conversations, engagements, you use social learning. So there's some very interesting things that are going on. Whereas organizations start with silos. Some of them start by saying, I want to do, I want to see one view of my customer to start with. And, then I will build on top of that. And so there are different ways that you can get into digital transformation, into the digital transformation journey. And no one is right. It all depends on the organizational priority. And, we help organizations, traverse this journey.
Wonderful. So much of what you said, Pradeep, really, really is undergirded by the importance of a powerful IT organization. Do you agree with that statement, number one? And can you talk about the relationship between digital transformation, as you see it, and the IT organization in your customer base?
Sure. The IT organization is very fundamental to transforming an enterprise into the digital world. While the primary onus on a lot of these, are often held by, new titles like chief digital officers or chief marketing officers, because customer-facing engagements are essentially led by them. The IT organization is the backbone because, everything that has to do with a customer engagement starts with, interacting with a customer record, which may lie in a CRM system of some form, may lie in a marketing automation system of some form. And, all of those are currently run by the IT organization. And so, being able to connect the sales, marketing, and customer service aspects of the customer record and being able to enable, dynamic connections and to the businesses is where the IT organizations need to play an important role. The second part of it is really around connecting to other parts of their businesses, other applications like, human resource or marketing or what have you, using APIs as the glue for connecting different parts of the business applications. And, finally, it all comes down to an infrastructure. IT organizations own the infrastructure. That infrastructure could be traditional data centers, hybrid cloud, or a completely cloud-based infrastructure. And so IT organizations really need to take a very much more progressive view of how they are on the forefront of digital transformation, not really start thinking about this as being something that is that belongs to the marketing or the chief digital officer or something.
Right. So I would agree with that. I would argue whereas I agree with you, that it's a two-way street, that IT organizations need to be more proactive, but also that the rest of the organization needs to appreciate the IT organization's leadership role here. So I've used this phrase before in my writing, that the IT organization is what I call the Rodney Dangerfield of the enterprise. It gets no respect. Do you agree with that? And if so, how do we actually promote the IT organization into the forefront, given the need for this sort of transformation?
So IT organizations, I agree with you that, they are often the part of the organization which, generally deals with more bad news than good news. The CEO always, the CFO is turning down budgets, cutting headcount, and treating them as an operational, cost center or a cost reduction site. And, when progressive CIOs and progressive IT organizations are the one who really need to start thinking about engaging, in the exercise of understanding their customer, right? And their customer being, because they have the system. They have the systems, they have the data. The question of, how much interest do they take in really connecting all of the systems and understanding the core of the business and customer. And so, the cliche is that IT needs to become more business-centric. Well, this is a great opportunity. You can't have a better opportunity than digital transformation as a way by which IT organizations can connect, and be closer to business.
So do you find that in your customer base, as you go and sell in and implement digital transformation, that the marketing organizations, the finance organizations, operations, et cetera, are sitting down with IT more often and having a more organic dialogue?
Yes, I think this is probably the biggest change I've seen. And, wherever we have progressive CIOs and progressive IT organizations, the conversation between the CMO or the marketing organization and the IT organization is in tandem. They're all talking about the initiative saying, our goal is to increase our, sales to existing customers by 20%. And the only way we're going to do this is if we understand our customers and if we are able to give them the right promotions and offers. We can't spam them. How do we enable that? And, the initiatives eventually turn out to single view of customer and then, really working with marketing organizations to put these initiatives together. And so, I'm seeing businesses actually partake and participate much closer with IT organizations in driving decisions.
Right. So one of the things that's drawn me to Aditi and the story that I've seen with you guys is that you have been able to help customers across vertical industries, across sizes, across geographies. I know you have a global customer base of a variety of different sizes and verticals. Would you mind either sharing a story of transformation, even if it's generic, around a company in a particular vertical that thought one way and you helped transform them into a modern digital enterprise?
Sure. So an example I will give you without giving the name of the company, it's a travel company, you know, which does package travel. And in the package travel industry, you know, the margins are very thin. You know, the airline margins are low, the hotel margins are low. And so if you want to take a vacation for 2 weeks in Spain, you know, they will custom package it, a vacation for you. And in this business, you know, the imperative from the executive management team was, you know, we want to improve our EBITDA, we want to improve our profits. And, you know, the natural reaction for a CIO, a traditional CIO would have been, hey, let's go find a way to, you know, cut our operational cost. You know, see if there's a way that we can bring down the cost of the transaction with the customer, you know, we can reduce the friction in the customer, serving the customer, we will be successful. However, you know, we worked together to take a route of building the journey of digital, where, you know, we started putting a mobile engagement framework, you know, where we were able to provide, you know, help the company think through in destination. How do you build in destination offers for their customers, which was the most profitable part of their business, which is, you know, when they were on a vacation in Spain, you know, whether it was a kayak trip or whether it was a camelback ride, you know, all of those extras that you bought while you were in destination when you're captive, and offering them through these mobile channels really helped them increase their EBITDA. Just to give you an example of one of the digital transformation stories. We have several stories like this, but the idea really stems with, you know, customer engagement and, you know, understanding their customer, where they are, what channels they, you know, you can engage them, and then providing them with the relevant and personalized offers that helps a business, you know, increase its revenues to its existing customers.
Well, is this typically a long journey, Pradeep, or is it something that's doable in 6 to 18 months?
Oh, it's totally doable within 6 to 18 months. You know, this is not like, you know, SAP implementations or, you know, things where you can just, you know, companies just come in and stay forever, 3-4 years and do this. Most initiatives are very agile. They're built on a modern infrastructure like the cloud. You start with a mobile first approach. In pretty much three months, you start seeing the first instances of this transformation. 6 months, you can see a lot. And so I would say between 6 and 12 months, a lot of companies can see themselves transformed to a very different level if when they use this approach.
Wonderful. Let's go back to IT for a moment, because ultimately Interop and Interop Radio is largely around the IT organization. Can you give us some tips and some of your sage wisdom to IT leaders and even IT pros in general around how to push their organizations? I find in my journeys and in my discussions that IT folks, while given short shrift at times, really do understand the concepts of digital transformation. They just can't sell them well into the org. Can you give us some tips on how best to do that?
Sure. So the way I use a framework from Jeffrey Moore, which basically breaks down any system in an organization, into two parts. You know, one I call system of record. It's anything to do with a record. You know, whether it's a customer record, a human resource record, a transaction record. And that's where IT organizations traditionally have been focused on. Whereas the real strategic value for IT, and, you know, when the CEO is looking for a partner in crime, he's looking for what I call somebody who really helps them build a strategic differentiator, which is systems of engagement. This is any business, any system that a business builds to engage its customers, you know, is what I call systems of engagement. And, you know, this is where the world is essentially around, you know, mobile content, you know, web and search, and, you know, how you bring together offers and, you know, CRM and analytics. I think this world is where there is tremendous what I call interest, because every organization is interested in representing its brand and itself to its customers better. And, you know, customer-facing systems and customer-facing applications is where the strategic value lies. And I would say, you know, CIOs need, and IT organizations need to start there, you know, start looking at, you know, how do they start working towards customer-facing applications and building those customer-facing applications, be it, you know, starting with a customer analysis, and be it starting with, you know, changing their engagement across web and mobile. That's where I think that IT organizations really need to start putting a lot of their energy on. You know, traditionally they've been focused on the cost side of things, saying, how do I bring down my operating costs on all my existing systems? Whereas the strategic value really lies in all of these new systems that businesses are building to differentiate themselves from their competitors.
Wonderful. So, Pradeep, my last quick question for you is somewhat of a playful and facetious one. You're the CEO of a company that's done very well. You sort of wish you could be born again as a CIO in this fun world of digital transformation?
I think, you know, the part I enjoy most is really getting my hands dirty. And, you know, in this new world of digital transformation, being a CIO can be super exciting because it gives you the opportunity to go deep and understand, you know, your customers and understand and segment them and see what offers and what has worked in the past and how you can transform that in the future. It is truly exciting because, I mean, you know, for most of us, while we're consulting and helping businesses build, it is nothing like doing it yourself. And I think there are tools and there are, you know, applications available. There are, you know, companies and providers like us who can help, you know, CIOs. The question is, you know, it's not a world of seeing success over 18 months. It's a question of seeing success for 3 months and 6 months. And so I'd be super excited to be a CIO in the future.
Wonderful, wonderful. Your generosity in your answers was wonderful, and I will turn it back to Kurt now for some closing comments. And thank you again very much, Pradeep.
Thank you. Thanks, Romy. It's a pleasure.
Our thanks to both Pradeep and Romy for giving us an outstanding program today. You know, this is the kind of information that you can count on from all the components of the Interop community. And if you enjoy this kind of discussion, then you really need to be at Interop 2015. As a reminder, Interop Las Vegas will take place from April 27th through May 1st, 2015. You can get more information and register for Interop Las Vegas by going to www.interop.com. Now, Interop Radio will be back next week at this time with another great guest. We're scheduled to be talking about networking with one of the hosts of an absolutely killer podcast, the Packet Pushers podcast. Another friend to Interop Radio, we're going to be talking with him about the latest in networking technologies and products, and we'll look forward to seeing you then. In addition, this week and next week are Hot Stage, where the network that powers Interop comes together. We are doing something new this time, Interop Radio Hot Stage Diaries. Be with us each day at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern, for another page out of the Hot Stage Diaries. This is your inside look at the people, the technology, the products, and the process that makes the InteropNet come together. Well, for all of us here at Interop Radio, this is Kurt Franklin saying thanks so much for being with us. We'll see you this afternoon at 4 p.m.